Tefillah for Life, Shir 523, Sunday, Parshas Bechukosai. We move on to the next pasuk, describing the Ribbono Shel Olam, describing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoid v'hodar lefanav. Glory and majesty. Hoid can mean glory, it can mean beauty. V'hodar means majesty, means splendor, means outward beauty. The Vilna Gaon explains the difference between Hoid and Hadar. Hoid is an inner beauty and Hadar is an outer beauty that other people can see. Hoid v'Hadar lefanav. All kinds of beauty exist in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is a very important concept when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we mentioned many times, people think like they're giving up, like there's something that they're missing when they serve Hashem. People that run out from davening, people that don't learn, they feel like they're more matzliach, they're out in the world, they can get things done. A person that's stuck davening, Rachmana Litzlan, people think he's missing out, there's something out there that he's missing. We have to approach Avodas Hashem with this concept. Hoid v'hadar lefanav. Real beauty, real splendor, real glory is only in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything else is a waste of time. Everything else is a mirage. And that is the attitude that we have when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, a person does his ishtadlus throughout the day. But a person shouldn't get sucked into it, thinking this is the source of my Yeshua. This is what I need to do. This is where all the hatzlacha is. We have to understand the hatzlacha is when you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you daven, when you learn, when you do mitzvahs. That's where hatzlacha is. And everything else is hashtadlus that you have to do. But ultimately, it's emptiness. It has nothing to do with hatzlacha. There's no beauty in it. There's no glory in it. There is nothing special inherently about it. If you're working and you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're working, that's also Hoid v'Hadar lefanav. But we have to understand the concept that this pasuk is teaching us. Anything that is related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any action that we do that pertains to Avodas Hashem, has in it Hoid v'Hadar. And the Yetzirah wants to convince us otherwise, but this is the truth. And anything that is devoid of a connection to Hashem, even if it's an innocuous action, it's not an Avera Chas V'Shalom, it's just an empty action that has nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. Such an action is empty. There's no Hoid, there's no Hadar, there's no beauty. It is all when you're Lefanav. When you do your activities in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you are connected to Hoid V'Hadar.